Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hello and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Call with Ron Amatron. Today is Friday, August 30th. It is Friday evening, so that means it's paranormal. Sounds like sci-fi night. We have many lovely healings, a lot of information to share with you tonight. If you're a first-time listener, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. You can contact us one of two ways if you have any questions or a testimonial. I have the email open. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com, so go ahead and send something to that if you would like. And also we have the fast chat going. This month, September, there are going to be, as usual, 3 8-hour healing calls where we actually go to Creation Lightship to have physical healings. And the dates of those are September 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. Those are all Sundays. And it starts off on September 14th, Saturday, with a 4-hour call that includes water charging. And before Ron comes on, everyone can open up a picture of the light being. You can find that either on Ron's website, again, creationlightship.com, or right on the BBS page. Enlarge that on your screen, and when Ron comes on, he'll energize that for peace energy for all of us while the show is on. So welcome, Ron.
Hi, everybody. So let's, as usual, energize the light beam, bring in some peace energy for everybody. And here it comes. So kind of take a note how you feel right now. And you may be feeling, maybe less tension in your body, being more in the moment. Just having more peace. So here we go. Bring the light beam up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how your body is doing right now. And I'll do a clearing since it's the end of the week here. Some people might have anxieties, situations or whatever, about the week's over, et cetera. So let's do a clearing to put you into, I'll do the energy of hope. It sounds a little different for some people, but we have a hope clearing up. I guess that would be probably if you had a problem, a situation, maybe anxieties or something, despair. Then the hope clearing is there if you really need to nail it down some more. But here we go. Hope. So bringing in hope energies to you. And it's just a different form of peace. So here we go. And it'll take away what's blocking you to have hope. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and that was information sent to me and just today, and a person was walking down the street, I guess on the sidewalk, and they looked down and thought they saw like a bug walking, so they kind of moved out of the bug's way. Didn't want to squish it. And then they looked at it again after they blinked their eyes, maybe, and the bug was actually a leaf. And they actually saw a bunch of legs on this critter, maybe like it was a beetle or something. So has anybody had anything like that happening? Since this is our paranormal night, you could maybe, give us a CLS questions at Yahoo if you could, or just go on the fast chat and let us know that. So, one of those strange things that happened, And we'll see if anybody else has maybe experienced seeing maybe, like I've mentioned, like the rainforest where there's a desolate area. Maybe you blink your eye and you see something. I know we had a lot of people commenting first of the year about looking up at the sky and stars would be different places or not there, different nights. Some would be blinking different colors and just weird things like that. So let's turn it back over to you again, and we'll see what we can come up with here.
Thank you, Ron. And as always, we want to hear any paranormal questions or stories because it's our Friday night special show about that. But we always welcome testimonials. And we were saying earlier that it would be great to hear if there were anything specific that you learned or got help with, you know, especially from our shows or perhaps from the calls and the healing calls and excuse me, you know, all testimonials are just welcome and great. And thank you, Ron, for that hope clearing, because I do think that most people work Monday through Friday work week, and then, you know, it's nice to, you know, get cleared when your week is over so you could possibly have some time to yourself. And one of the things that someone has requested, and I thought kind of goes along with maybe how some people are feeling right now because it's a holiday weekend. Could we do a clearing for loneliness?
Okay, so bring up that energy. And here we go, loneliness. One, clearing the energy of loneliness from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there we go. What we'll do also is declaring, I like going back into the past for people. So if you're a new time listener, and, you know, you may just be thinking about loneliness, maybe of this lifetime, looking at something. But let's go back to a time when maybe you were lonely in the year 1900. This will be in your DNA. So the 1900 year, and there's a lot of days, naturally 365 days. So I guess, you know, if you're on this planet anyway. So let's clear one of those days that you had loneliness back then. This is in your DNA. Remember, your ancestors had it. You're living their life. That's your past life. It's your ancestors' DNA. And here we go. So I want to clear that loneliness on one of those days. Here we go. And just see how you feel. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go, everybody.
Okay, well, I felt something released from me, Ron. I really felt that in my heart. So thank you so much. I felt like something released there. Because even if when we said loneliness, there might be people listening that say, oh, I'm luckily for me, you know, I'm not lonely at all. But we have had it in our past, and that was terrific. Thank you so much for doing that. And the other thing I thought for helping us to sort of center and release things, since it's the Labor Day weekend in the U.S. anyway, could we do a clearing for everybody for Labor Day?
Yeah, so I guess I can go two different ways. So it could be a woman in labor who is giving birth, possibly. So let's do that one first here. Let's also exclude the men, but maybe you're going through it too. So here we go. If that's what happened, here we go. So clearing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we'll do Labor Day. If you feel like you've been a slave the whole year and now you got a day to relax, a weekend to relax because this is Labor Day. Let me know that you are in labor. You know, you're doing something for someone else. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I guess back to you, Ann. We'll see how that is feeling for people there.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you so much. And before we leave, though, before we leave that today, because it is about labor and unions and that kind of thing in this country, I read recently that a large part of the city I'm in is named after somebody who's known for being a strike breaker. So someone found that to be heroic and for some reason named things after him. It's unusual. So maybe, and we were talking about work weeks, maybe you could do clear abuse when we've been abused by employers. You did slavery, which might be close, but...
Okay, sure. Yeah, we could do abuse there from your boss or company. So here we go. Or maybe you feel like you are picked on at your job or something and you have to do more work than other people. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Now, this is, I guess, a little bit back to the idea of loneliness. I think that might be what prompted this person to write this in, but could we clear the first time each of us were kissed by a boyfriend or a girlfriend or first loves? And, you know, and I wanted to say, too, before, when you're clearing things, like, for instance, when you did loneliness before, it's helpful for all of us listening when Ron does a clearing. You want to bring that feeling up again for yourself so that it's cleared. And something else, I don't know if we've said this recently, but if something happens to you and it triggers something, in a way it's a gift because now you know, oh, I still have a charge on that or some emotion there, and that, you know, you can clear that because Ron has given us the way. So anyway, Ron, could we do a clearing of being the first time we're kissed or our first boyfriend or girlfriend, first love?
Okay, yeah, we could do something. So maybe an enjoyable experience, maybe afterwards it wasn't, but it might still resonate with you. So here we go, and this is up to you. You know, there are trigger points here just by talking about it. Maybe you're listening, and maybe your spouse at the time is no longer living, so that would be kind of probably unfair to do this for you, but maybe it might be okay. So here we go. So typically, hopefully, it brings back some happiness, and if there is sadness there, it'll help clear that out too. So here we go. Let's see how your body wants to respond to it. So this is kind of going out of the box a little ways, but here we go. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, let's see how that works for people. So back to you, Ann.
Wow. Okay, Ron. That I also felt really, like, really good when you did that. Just I got some real peace in my heart, and thank you so much. You're so generous to do all of these samples for us on these radio shows. I really like that. Let me just check our fast chat. Okay, we have a couple of questions there, but first I wanted to get into okay, this is very I have two things about meditating, Ron, which I don't think we've talked about in a long time, but this is an interesting email. I was meditating once, and I got a message to clean my body out, and 2 days later, the being's name was Amertron, similar to your name. 2 days later, a friend rang me and told me to check out Ron Amertron. This was in December in 2012. My question is, did Ron, you, contact him? He had never heard of you before that happened. So that's odd, because and we had another email about meditation tonight, so I wanted to bring that up.
Well, I don't contact anybody, so that would be a no. It's, you know, there are spirits out there that you can't see, and, you know, maybe one of the spirits, maybe, if you use the word spirit guide, but something that was connected to you, talking to you, maybe they found out somehow and, you know, gave you the information like that. That's kind of sort of how in a sense, the New Thought movement got devised or, you know, created, I think, in, you know, the early, 25 to 30, something like that, is when they started doing all this stuff. And they sort of realized that the thoughts of somebody could go into someone else and help heal them through mind projection of somebody maybe not having an illness and someone else having one, and the person not having it could go into different people. That's kind of what the New Thought movement was about, to have your thought get rid of the problem that you're dealing with. Well, along with that could be a lot of communication. So there's a lot of people channeling back in that time, and naturally they could get anything coming through the pike, whether it's entities from aliens that are coming through under a certain name or whatever, or it could be emotional bodies giving information. So, yeah, information does come to people, and you have to have discernment just to see what's going on there if you do get something inside of your head. Normally, if you don't ask for it, it shouldn't come to you. So I have really no way to know what was working to have you connect to me. I don't go out and solicit anybody anywhere on any of the psychic realms or anything. So,
you know what I think that was, Ron? It's his friend. You know, his friend probably found you and was perhaps still using some mind energy, which, of course, once we've started doing our healings, we know to stay away from. But if his friend called him 2 days later and said, check out Ron Amertron, don't you think he perhaps had been connecting to him during that meditation in some way?
Yeah, as I'm looking, that's very, very possible. So, yeah, you know, things do go through there in the astral plane and stuff and information, et cetera. So that's why I say you probably don't want to ever do that, because who's mining the port when you're out looking around? I'm sure that some people may disagree with me on that they get a lot of good information. But basically you want to stay home to, you know, have your spirit protect your body. Because if you're not home, then all of a sudden entities and things can come in, aliens can come in, whatever can come in. So your spirit's job is to protect your body, number one. And number two is to live life with you, to connect to you, to have its source energy go into the manifestations, which is what you're doing here as far as creativity. And that's basically what it's for. And what it's doing here, besides being trapped, you know, like your body is in genetics. But, you know, that's kind of the main thing. So I don't recommend going out of your bodies. There are people who meditate. So if you stay in your body, that's probably perfectly fine. But, you know, if you start looking for things too much, then you may be going out of your body to get your answers. And it could be good or bad, you know, but you don't want to leave your body. That's why we do the mind to heart drop, so you can be heart-centered, you know, in 15 seconds. And everything else that you're doing, you can just realize when you start looking at it, this is where you're trying to get to, and it could take you 2 or 3 hours sometimes, you know. And then people who do meditate say, oh, that was a great meditation, you know, well, where'd they go, you know, what they're, you know, well, what do they see, what are they doing, and who's here in their body, you know, like, you know, most meditations are a guided meditation. You know, you go someplace and somebody reads something out of a book or whatever, and, you know, you follow the lines and they take you here and there and everywhere. And then at the very end, they say, well, you got to be here now, you know, so wiggle your feet, you know, wiggle your body or whatever. That brings your spirit back here. So they're giving you permission to leave. In the process of, you know, probably having your body connected to the aliens, you know. So they don't know that, and it's okay. You know, everybody, you know, who does that is actually harming people by doing that guided meditation to everybody that they're doing it to. They may not understand that or know it, but remember, just the problem that we have here is lack of integrity and lack of understanding of what's really happening to people. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I wanted to say that I have a Yahoo account also for my email, as you do, and I'm sure many people do. And just recently, they started advertising to us in a new way. And, you know, you can't avoid it, of course. It's just going to pop up. And you get ads from, you know, American Express, or do you want to take out a new mortgage? And today I got one. Do I want to learn how to meditate? So somehow meditation is now being taught on some corporate level. And that's really odd, isn't it, and frightening? Is some kind of, like, big mind control thing going on with that, Ron?
Yeah, it would sound that way to me, trying to get everybody to meditate, to get tuned into a certain frequency. I would guess. So, yeah, just another way to get your mind controlled by something outside of yourself. And that's the whole process, is you go inside and do nothing and become peaceful, or do you go outside of yourself and get hooked up? So it's interesting to note a bit of what happens. I was even... Not even really watching, but they're talking about some football game. I went in to get a salad, and they have the big screen up, and they're talking about something about, and there's a guy, you know, and they're all, you know, rah-rah and everything else, and everybody's getting, you know, excited and putting their energy to help the team A, we'll call it, maybe get more yardage or something, and you know, it's all psychic attack stuff, so they're showing you what you're doing, but under a different thing, you know. Oh, yeah, this guy did better because we cured him on, you know. And so what is that? When you cure somebody on, what are you doing? You know, if you look at it, it's, you know, and you start realizing, well, I could harm this person. Or is all that emotional energy going to come back to me as a boomerang? So maybe you're hooked up. And I don't think anybody wants to be hooked up, so... Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Is it possible to do some kind of, I don't know, maybe timeline crash or something for each of us for a certain meditation we may have done, or is that sort of too broad a thing for you to clear? I mean, I bet you most people listening have meditated at one point in their lives.
Boy, I don't know. I could do a timeline. I'll do one timeline crash, see if that affects you or not. It would be hard to say what that would be like, you know, because you may have to do a bunch of them if you had your favorite meditation or something. I don't know. But, you know, if you got scared on a meditation, let's just say that. Maybe you woke up and the person took you down the steps, you know, or maybe you climbed a big mountain, and then all of a sudden you saw an alien ship, but they weren't talking about this, but you're seeing this here, and now suddenly you get abducted, and you see the needles going to you and everything else, and now you're fearful of meditating or doing a meditation. You know, I'm sure that happens to people, so it would be a very negative experience. Everybody else might say, oh, what a great meditation it was, but you went someplace else. So I'll do a timeline crash on that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it's possible, let's just say that you're in meditation, or, you know, the person's telling you, let's connect to, you know, a loved one that you have known in the past, you know, we'll do this meditation for that. Well, maybe you latched on by their emotional body. You were looking for somebody, and you found them, and it found you, and now, you know, that emotional body, you know, you're kind of stuck with. And it may not be pleasant. So here we go. Let's release this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Wow. Okay, Ron. When you did that timeline crash, that time I felt something sort of release out of my stomach area. So thank you very much for that. That felt great. Okay, now if we can sort of shift over to sort of back to paranormal, though I sometimes feel like everything we discuss is paranormal anyway, Ron. It's one of our constant listeners is having problems with her arms. She's feeling a weird thing in her arms, and she wants to know, is that some kind of a robotic part of her? And could that be?
Well, let's see. So I'll do two clearings. I'll do one for an alien critter in the arm. And so we'll work on everybody's arms, if you like. Here we go. Oh, it's kind of heavy. Wow. We could also do legs, too. Maybe you have a little cramp in your leg or something. So here we go. 1, releasing the alien critter. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels pretty good. And now we'll look at it as far as being a robotic location, okay? So you could have some type of robotic hardware in you. You could have something that was from the future, you know, where you have some type of apparatus in you, mechanical energies, robotics, cyborg. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. All right. So we got a question here about where do the indigo children come from? I don't know. Your spirits probably are not brand new to the planet. If they are, it's too bad. Boy, that'd be awful to come here. So where they come from, I don't know. Maybe they are kind of deprogrammed. Maybe the indigo children, and you could be one yourself even, maybe somehow the spirit just has a little different frequency to it. Typically, it would not be of light, unfortunately, because there'd be no need to have a name on you of like an indigo child or something. So most people are thinking or believing that the indigo people, and then you have the crystal people now, might be something else new, you know, seem to create something new, where these kids are very, very special. And at that point, they do different things that most people don't have. They may have more psychic abilities. Well, maybe they're from a training camp from the Beyondo or underground, and they bring them up and do stuff like that. So I just don't know. I've heard that there's some people that possibly in maybe China, I think it was, that the kids are very, very intelligent, very psychic and stuff. So why one country would they, you know, come to? I have no clue. So it's still kind of information that I have no way to tell you where anything comes from and why they may be far evolved. The one person that I knew, a young girl, probably, I'm guessing, maybe age 10, 11 or something, she was able to bring out a keyboard. She just reached her hand out and pull out a keyboard like on a computer and type on it. Invisible, just typing on it, and then in front of her, she had a monitor screen that was also on video, and she could watch what she's typing on, just like you would on your own computer, and she'd get answers on it. So that was one type of indigo person. So I just don't know what to say or what the difference is and why they're here. I would imagine that in the New Age movement, the people looking at stuff, they think these are very special people. But are they more special than you, you know? And what gave them that particular energy or talent that you don't have? So, like I say, the common denominator here for everybody is aliens. Well, maybe they're an alien life form here. I don't know. That's from a different race coming in here, and they put a label on them. So, but I really have no definite answer as to how and why and what. So back to you, Anne.
Well, I feel like, you know, and I'm just giving my thoughts that, you know, I think the aliens are just tweaking people as they're coming in. They're the same poor people being recycled, coming back here in the forced reincarnations. And they're saying, oh, let's give them a blue aura and make them smarter in this way or cleverer in that way, and then this crystal children, let's do something different. Or who knows, maybe it is just different ETs. Okay, someone said on the fast chat, speaking of paranormal, that something about there were two sunsets, and I'm not quite sure what the person means by that. Ron, do you know what that means? Two suns, I guess he said. Two suns at sunset.
Very interesting. So that must, that could be maybe an error in the programming of the hologram that you're looking at, possibly. So I don't know. Very interesting. I know they've talked about, not to get you into the fear situation, whether this is real or not, I don't know what they talk about on YouTube and other areas with NASA and stuff about the kill shot. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. but they're supposed to have maybe this comet, asteroid, or something. It didn't sound like it was very large, but it has a lot of debris behind it coming here. And they've known about it, I guess, maybe since the 60s, I guess. And now it's coming here, and it's supposed to have a lot of radioactivity. When it is, I don't know, but I sort of, thought it would be maybe by other people talking about it before the year's out here, maybe in November or something. So I just don't know. But that may not be good if that's the case. And, probably just check out what's happening. And I just don't know what timeline that's on either. Remember, everything is real on timeline. So are you going to be on the timeline or not? So the timeline crashers are very good to use if you have a situation that you would like to maybe change. And sometimes if you have timeline crashes, you might be able to, in a sense, maybe copy and paste a different outcome to a situation. As everything here is in holograms, you might be able to change your hologram by doing so. So people, I know, have done a lot of timeline crashes. And there's a person right now doing timeline crashes on the black oil. So somehow that came across. Somebody was talking about alien life forms in the black oil. And I saw that maybe a week or two ago before the article came out. I was working with some black oil energies, and so somebody was doing timeline crashes to get rid of this situation of maybe the aliens, the energy in the black oil, we'll say. This person was some kind of parasitic life form in it or something. You have to Google that to check it out or something. But anyway, the person put a book out on it. And I guess they actually located him and saw him like, through a microscope or something. Because you often wonder, gee, there's been, all the different petroleum products that we use here. Boy, is there enough dinosaurs around to make oil? It's not much oil. So, but it's supposed to, I believe the oil came here from aliens instead of the dinosaurs. So anyway, and somehow I guess they came into key states here with it, and along with maybe the Middle East. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And interestingly, we got an email from somebody about that same comet situation you were talking about, and their friend has been having a dream about it. And so their question is, would timeline crashing this person's dream help? And also, if so, would we buy the timeline crash in that person's name or our own name?
Well, if you're crashing an event, and so either way it would work. If the person's having trouble or troubles with the dream, then you could put it in their name and crash the timeline to get them off of that timeline. But in general, maybe just doing a timeline crash on the event could make it into a different reality where it may not happen here. So, it's hard to say what's going on. Remember, this is something that's coming supposedly from the Beyondo coming here, and they've known about it, for a long time, whether this is correct information or not. I can't validate it one way or the other, but basically, if it's known, then it is a reality. And so you can look at it and say, well, gee, I hear about this here, and all the radiation coming here, and it'll cover the ground, and things will be dead for a long time, et cetera. You can picture the worst-case scenario. So you can look at it and say, well, gee, maybe that's on a different timeline, and I don't want it to happen here. So you can crash it to get it off of this timeline. But it is going to happen somewhere because it's known. Well, anything known that people pick up, whether it's real or not, is going, on our timeline, is going to happen. So just keep crashing that timeline, and very possibly it may not happen here. So that's kind of the way, you know, you need to look at doing timeline crashes, is it can change the reality, because the reality is sort of in stone on that particular timeline. So you want to get off of that timeline to get on one which has peace or does not have that situation happening. But it will happen. You know, like when I was doing the, you know, the calls on DBS when they had the Fukushima stuff, people were commenting about, you know, maybe being there, seeing things, et cetera. They were there on that timeline, even though they'd never been to Japan, but they were maybe visiting there on a vacation on a different timeline and seeing that. And they got all these fears and was able to maybe see scenes that was actually physically there. This would probably happen to everybody. You think, oh, this is deja vu. Well, that means that you're there and you're experiencing it, whether you're, you know, you're there physically or not. It's still coming into your particular situation. So I guess back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that's so interesting how the mind energy, again, now can affect us. One time I was in a hotel, and there was a problem in some other hotel in another country, and I got very sick. And I didn't think of it at that time, but a psychic told me, oh, you got sick because you were helping out those poor people that had that problem in that hotel, as if, in her mind, that was a good thing for me to be doing. And then it actually made me sick. So that's kind of what you're talking about, and thank you. That's horrible when that happens to us.
Yeah, you don't know where you're coming from sometimes. You know, you don't know why. You know, if you're sitting there doing nothing and all of a sudden you get a pain in your body, you get a pain in your leg. Well, why would you have a pain in your leg? You know, most pains are like maybe like you've been stabbed with a needle or something. Well, maybe you are being stabbed with a needle somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not here. And most people just think, oh, my body just did that, you know. Well, you know, if you ask somebody who was maybe younger, a young child, you said, you ask maybe they're 5 years of age, say, hey, you know, I got stabbed in my leg, you know, or I got this pain. What do you think it is? And they'd say, oh, yeah, I saw, you know, you get poked with a pin or something. But to adults, you probably don't go that far. You just think that's a normal thing because your body got stabbed or poked. And you may not even think that. You just think, oh, I got this pain. Well, something happened to you, you know. I would think that if it was something that was occurring with you, you'd have it continuously, you know, in the same location, you know, for quite a while. If you had a situation, you know, if you tear a muscle or something, you know, that doesn't go away instantly. You know, you're going to be suffering with it. So what's a pinprick, you know, or something like that that you think is a pinprick? Well, maybe it is. And you just don't see it happening to you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, someone's been, and I never mean to ignore anybody's questions or anything, it's just that we get off onto different things sometimes, that someone's been putting into the fast chat, did ETs create black holes?
I would think anything out there is ET-related. So, you know, a black hole might be something to us, or to them it may be, be something completely different. So, but I think anything that's outside of the of our normal consciousness, I used to transport things to get stuck into, is more than likely some kind of alien creation. So I would say the answer is probably yes. You know, and each time people do things, praying and bringing stuff in here, you're also probably creating something similar or a vortex to bring in the aliens that they want to come in. So you're taking a lot of energy from yourself and opening up different areas. And, you know, I'm sure the atomic bomb did that, and everything else that's been done by different governments and different countries to experiment with has opened up areas that should not be here. It's kind of like opening up the auric field of your own body. That's why you want to do a shrink wrap. So if anything happens to you where there's a problem, you want to get it so that you're more in peace and to not have things attached to you or attack you. So that's kind of what happens, is that these energies outside of ourselves bring in stuff, and they really shouldn't be anything here that isn't here, you know, normally. So just remember that there's a lot of bases from the aliens living here that don't affect us whatsoever. If they don't, you know, abduct people or anything else, that's probably perfectly fine, because they're living in peace, you know, with themselves, or maybe they're having situations with other aliens, but they're not affecting the human race here. When they come into the human race to affect us, then that's where the problem is. So, and it depends what timeline they're on, too. Are they on your timeline or somebody else's timeline or their own timeline? So it all depends how the hologram is and what they're dealing with, but they should not be here to interfere with our free will, free choice, which is the problem that they're doing. And that's what people normally have when they do channeling, is that these energies come in, and they're basically, in a sense, often the same source or the same energies of aliens pulled in to be somebody else. You know, typically a person that might be a master or something, whatever that would mean to you. And they come in and start talking to people. It would be good information. Maybe not, but, you know, should they be here doing that? Well, you know, are they trying to make you evolve? Well, how do you evolve, you know? You want to be peaceful. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And you have told us before that we can try commanding to be on certain timelines, and somebody put into the fast chat that they want to be on, it's gone now, but I believe it said, in a hologram of creativity. And can you talk about what a hologram is versus the timeline, and if we have some control over that, like she was saying?
Timeline would be the hologram that you're going into. So that would be the movie set. And they can replicate the movie set many, many times. As often as they wish to, and now depends what alien races have bought that timeline and what alien races have bought you to be on a timeline. So the whole thing is a creation, just like you'd have a large cinema with many, many movies in it, and just think if they're all playing the same thing, but they're maybe slightly different. You know, maybe you're the star player in each one of them, but a few of the players are slightly different, but you're doing the same exact thing in all of these here, and they're just taking the energy from you. But that's kind of the problem that we have here is, you know, being in too many timelines at one time. And you should only be in one timeline, the one that you're on in light, versus ones that are created by the light of the darkness, which look identical. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Now we have a question, and last Saturday, you told us that about a lot of aliens were leaving the planet, and that might, you know, may be making a lot of us feel kind of good. And someone's asking, can you update us on the alien exit? Do you have any more news on that?
Yeah, they're still battling quite a ways down. For the newcomers, basically, we gave the aliens a chance to leave here because a lot of them were stuck. So we had to go in and free the aliens up from the aliens that were holding them captive. And from there they left. We created many, many different types of, I don't know, I guess I could use the word planets or something, whatever you want to use, but a place for them to go to. And they all left. Most of them left. I shouldn't say all of them left, but a lot of them, you know, that were not injured or tortured to death or missing arms and legs or whatever, left here. And so instantly they connected with, on their own individual, we'll say, recovery area, connected with their own particular race of aliens. It doesn't matter if they're awful and they smell and they eat people, you know, whatever, you know, they were doing. But a lot of them were held here against their free will, just like the humans are here. And their situations were grimmer than what we have here. So they contacted, we'll just say, their own alien race, and ships came and took them off planet. Well, then at that point, there's more of them still here, probably stuck in torture camps, et cetera. So they brought in their own ships that could battle the aliens that were still holding their particular members of their race captive. That's still going on now. So remember, there's a lot of underground stuff here. There's probably many holograms, many things that they could be stuck into. And so that's still going on. So hopefully that kind of makes sense to you. So the aliens that were held here against their free will have left, and you might feel more space around you now because the holograms would probably maybe even include you. So everything is getting better, we'll say. And it doesn't matter, and they can't come back here, so let's just put it that way. You know, if they're from light, you know, they could probably come in here, but they got to be human-looking form at this point. That's why we have ascension. And so they cannot come back at all and eat people, and that's what the all the different ships coming back here that were going to battle the aliens, because at that point, if they try to interfere with humans here, they would be terminated. So they're just doing a rescue mission and leaving. So that's kind of what's going on. So the ones that are maybe stronger, more powerful, still have some of these poor aliens in cells, et cetera. But that's kind of what's happening now. So they're leaving. I'm not saying that the aliens have it worse than humans have it here, because there are humans also in those same cells. So, anyway, that's where we are now, to get rid of the aliens. And they left. A lot of them left to leave. I'd say it's probably about 15% left to go on it, I think. How long would that take? I would say, play it safe, probably maybe a month or two. Maybe they're all going to be out of here. And hopefully the aliens that are doing the damage to everything here are going to be gone also. So back to you.
Wonderful, Ron. Thank you for that information. We really appreciate you sharing that. We're almost to the end of our show. I want to remind everybody that the next show on BBS Radio will be tomorrow night at the same time, which is 7 p.m. Pacific time. And it is Saturday Night in the Light Ship, which is a wonderful opportunity to experience that briefly. And I was wondering, Ron, if before we close tonight, again, back to the, you know, that end of the week thing, could we do the mind to heart drop for everybody before we sign off?
Sure. So here we go. We're going to command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. It's that simple. Have to do it out loud, though, in order to have it work properly. Otherwise, you're in the land of darkness. That will also work, but you won't be with your spirit of source energy. It'll be the light of the darkness spirit. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, that is pretty much the end of our show, Ron. So I think it's time for us to sign off, and hopefully we'll have everyone back on tomorrow evening. And thank you so much, Ron.
Okay, blessings, everybody. Good
Bye.
Night.